When I say the word free, I know the reactions. I know the reactions. It is a lovely word. And I have said it in front of wealthy, and I have said it in front of poor. And I have indeed said it in front of people who have been incarcerated. And when I said that, they went wild. I said, one day you're going to be free. And a whole prison just went. And I realized, you know, how they were taking it. But to be free, not because somebody says, oh, yes, you are free. Of course you are free. But to feel free. This cannot be and should not be the story about the privileged bird. And the privilege of the bird was that it had a golden cage. That is not a privileged bird. Free. Free to feel that peace in your life. Free to understand the gift that you have been given. And free to feel the freedom that truly is ours. The freedom that no one can take away from us. The freedom that no one can take away from us. Not another government and no terrorist in this world. That is the definition of freedom. The peace. Not that peace that somebody hands us on a platter, because that peace somebody will come along and take away someday. But the peace that no one can take away from us. The peace that equally resides in the heart of every single human being on the face of this earth. That's the peace I'm talking about. To get two neighbors to not quarrel for 2 days is possible. Third day is not guaranteed. I'm very fortunate. My immediate neighbors couldn't ask for better neighbors. But then I have other neighbors. And something is always going on. Either they play the music too late, or you did this, or you did that, or what is this, or what is that. It is about the peace that can be felt in a battlefield. That's the peace I'm talking about. That's the peace I'm talking about. The innate peace, the fundamentals. The fundamentals of every single human being. Freedom, understanding, peace, joy, happiness. When I arrived in India a long time ago, I had not been to India for quite a few years. And then I finally went back. And I landed in Bombay and I was driving out. It was in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock. And all of a sudden, you know, you see all these poor people everywhere. And it's like, oh God, this is still a poor country. The next day I was driving somewhere and I see this little kid. He had no shoes on. He had no shirt on. He had a little underwear. And he had a bicycle wheel without the tire, and he had a little stick, and he was just making that thing go and running, and he had the biggest smile on his face. We have our reasons. We have our ideas. But you know, there will always be a peace that is so fundamental. Feel that peace in your life. Feel that joy in your life. Feel that understanding in your life. Come from that place, and there will be no end to how much you can be filled with that beautiful understanding and gratitude. It's about you. It's about your existence. So many people that I know ended up going to Iraq war. They had to go. In the middle of the war, there was something that they could feel within that was peaceful, that was real. It is true. It is true. The opportunities to feel that feeling, the opportunities to be filled come every day. With every breath that comes, it is a knock. Open up. Understand. Open your eyes. Look around. See, feel, understand. Be. And when you begin to glow, you then have truly the capability to light as many candles as possible. I am a person And I always like to believe down to earth. I don't argue with many ideas. Okay, if that's what you think, that's what you think. But what do you feel in your life? You can argue with theory, but you cannot argue when something becomes obvious. If we are in this room, we cannot see the sun. We can sit here and argue. Is it the sun out yet? Is it out? It's not out. We can go with probabilities. We can even say, well, you know, it might be covered with a cloud. Could have been an unforeseen eclipse. Or a meteor just walked through. But if you're standing outside and the sun is shining, you don't need much of an argument. That's what I believe in. Make it real. Make it practical. Make it the way it is supposed to be. Every life, everywhere, touched because a lit lamp came by and was able to light the unlit lamps. This is the possibility for all of us. For all of us. But first, we need to be lit. Is it asking for a lot? Probably. Is it impossible? Absolutely no. It is very, very possible. Will it take a lot of effort? Yes. But then effort is one thing we can make. And it is up to us. So yes, peace needs to be enjoyed by everyone on the face of this earth. And it is very much a possibility. Peace is possible. Thank you very much for coming this afternoon, and I hope you have a pleasant and a wonderful day. Thank you.